So this meditation is titled Journey to the Center and Positive Affirmation. So it's a combination of Buddhist practice, self-hypnosis, auto-suggestion, visualization, and based on a shamanic journey. I found this very useful over my years of meditation, as a way of sowing seeds at a very deep level, which enable transformation to happen all the way through our being. So on this occasion, there's no need to start with the body awareness exercise, as it will be an integral part of this meditation. But we do require a little bit of preparation. So right now, I'd like you to think of some sort of positive quality that you would like to bring to your experience. So it could be almost anything. Obvious ones that pop to mind is increased stillness, maybe. Increased peace or harmony. It could be quite specific, like increased creativity, an increase in happiness, or to just be more aware, to be more awake. It could be anything. So I'm just going to give you a few moments to settle in, just think about that question. Think about what quality you would like to bring into your life from now on. So quite often people have things that they would rather get rid of. Now this is an exercise in positive affirmation. So it's fine to want to get rid of an aspect of your experience within the context of this practice. But we need to couch it in terms of positive affirmation. So if, for example, you want to get rid of hatred, then think of its opposite, which would be love. So when you make your affirmation will be, I want to bring more love into my life. The subconscious remembers our emotional tone. So if we make our emotional tones positive, then what arises out of our subconscious will be more positive. If we insist on placing in negative affirmations, then our experience will simply become more negative. So whatever your affirmation is, just make sure that its emotional tone is one of positivity. So the words hold something of positiveness about them when you drop them into your awareness. So hopefully you've now got a positive affirmation that you can use later on in this session. It's helpful sometimes just to write it down. And usually the first thing that pops into your mind is probably the most appropriate. So don't overthink the situation. So if you haven't got one already, the first one that pops into your mind will do just fine. So now we're going to move into the practice. So begin by establishing good posture. So we're looking for as much of the lower body in contact with the ground, cushion or chair as possible. We're looking for that quality of stability, a foundation of solidity. So a sense that we are here. Ideally, the hips are tilted slightly forwards, so that the spine can follow its natural curve up towards the sky. Most importantly, our hands are fully supported, and this will allow the arms to release any tension, and equally the shoulders to completely relax. This also allows the upper back to soften and open, and the chest and heart area to also open. So we want to make sure our head and neck are not twisted in any particular direction. So the nose should be in line with the navel. Our ears should be parallel to our shoulders. And then just having a sense of the nape of the neck. Just extending, softening and growing long. Sense the effect of tilting the chin in just a little towards the chest and ensuring that the crown of the head is uppermost in the body. And it's this position, this posture, that is considered most suitable for meditating. It allows energy to flow freely around the body, keeps us awake and alert. And then just enjoying just sitting here for a few moments, just doing nothing in particular, just enjoying and settling into your posture. Maybe taking the time to set your intention, to give yourself over to meditation for the next hour or so. And then taking two or three deep breaths. So breathing out fully, expelling any stale air or any toxins accumulated in the lungs from the day. And then allowing the breath to roll in quite naturally, filling ourselves up with vitality, energy, oxygenated blood, which in turn oxygenates our tissues and the mind, keeping us alert, attentive, open. So now we're going to begin to move our awareness through our body. On this occasion, I'm going to suggest you imagine almost like a beam of light, a plane of light. It's going to start at the base of the body, gradually moving up through the body. Now usually we just accept and acknowledge whatever is going on in our body, our mind and our emotions. But on this occasion, we're going to try and invoke a sense of weightlessness. So we can do this by phrases. We can do this through the process of visualization. We could, for example, see our body as whole and then just imagining it gradually dissolving as we draw our awareness up through the body. Or if you're a bit more kinetic, you can just work with bare sensations. Just having the sensations that the body is lightening and becoming weightless as we move our attention through it. So today we begin with the all-important contact between the body and the floor, cushion or chair. So this sense of stability, so just allowing your awareness to come down in the body and bringing your attention to that connection. And just enjoying that for a moment. And then just bringing that attention into the lower part of the body, so the toes and feet. And then invoking that sense of weightlessness in whichever way seems most appropriate for you in this time. So audibly, you may suggest to yourself, my feet and toes are weightless. My feet and my toes are becoming weightless. The feet and toes are light and completely weightless. And allowing this plane of awareness to rise, to include the shins, ankles, and calves. And if we're more visual than audible, maybe we're visualizing our ankles, calves, and shins. And just seeing them dissolve, just fall away, just turning to light, just pouring away, and thus becoming weightless. And then when you're ready, moving on to the knees. And if you're more kinetic, you're just sitting with bare sensation here, but just having that sense of the knees becoming light, becoming weightless. Just experiencing weightless sensations in the knees. Moving in to the thighs. Turn when you're ready, moving into the pelvic area, so the sitting bones, lower abdomen, pelvic girdle, glutes, so this lower part of the torso. And whichever way seems appropriate, invoking that sense of weightlessness, be it through phrases, through visualization, or just working with bare sensation, experience as it unfolds moment by moment. minds also fall into this area. The plane of attention includes my hands and my forearms. So I can bring that intention, invoke that weightlessness in this area of the body too. And then in your own time, moving into the middle of the torso. The lumbar region and the tummy. For me, this includes my elbows. This area too is becoming weightless. And into the upper torso. So this includes my chest, my upper arms, shoulders and back. Torso is becoming weightless. My upper back, upper chest and shoulders, and upper arms becoming light, free. Torso is now also completely weightless. And then finally, repeating the exercise as we move up through the neck, up through the head and face. Invoking weightlessness in whichever fashion works best for you. In this way, we arrive just sitting here with a sense of weightlessness. The body is light and bright, open, and again, just enjoying that for a few moments. Just enjoying being weightless. So now we're going to begin our journey. Our journey to our center. To the core of our experience, to our depths, whichever metaphor works best for you. And again, we can use audible cues to help take us deeper. We can use visualization or we can just use our bare experience. Just focusing on the sense of going deeper. So a popular and highly effective way of doing this is to imagine maybe a set of stairs in front of you. And then each time you breathe out, having a sense of stepping down and going deeper. So you may breathe in. You're conscious of breathing out. And you take the first step. The sense of going deeper. And maybe marking it with an count. So counting 10. The next time we breathe in, we breathe out, go deeper, 9. In, out, going deeper, 8. Sometimes we may need to pause, and that's okay. Stay at this level for a bit. And then when you're ready, breathe in, breathe out, step down, go deeper, 7. Breathing out, 6, in, out, 5, going deeper, 4, deeper still. 3. Two. And 1. We arrive at our center, at our core, at the depths of our experience. Place of safety, security, place of great contentment, great peace, place of infinite joy. So sometimes it helps to allow an image to arise naturally. It represents your center. Quite often, placing nature, these qualities exist naturally. But it could be fictional. It's just something to symbolize our center. So maybe a desert or mountains, a be a local beauty spot. It can be factual or fictional. But it arises from these positive qualities of being a safe, secure, peaceful environment. So we've now travelled to our centre, to our depths. So now we're going to plant the seeds of our positive affirmation. So just repeat gently and kindly your three affirmations, whatever they may be. So you just may be wishing for a little more stillness. So you can just say to yourself, I become more still. I'm becoming more still. I will be more still. Just substitute your own affirmation. And just sit with that experience. What does it feel like to be still, positive, creative, whatever quality you're trying to cultivate? So just imagining what it might feel like, what that affirmation feels like, smells like, tastes like, what might it be like for that affirmation to manifest in your everyday, daily life. Make it as real as you can. And every now and again, just invoke that positive affirmation again. Just drop it in another three times. Just making it ever more real. So that you get in a really clear sense of not just the words, but the actual felt experience of what it might be like. So in other exercises, this is also the creative space to ask any pertinent questions you may have, or to just sit here and be healed by this positive, peaceful, harmonious environment. But on this occasion, we're here to sow seeds of change. Seeds of positive growth. So we'll keep repeating. To be still. To be still. To be more still. Or whatever your personal affirmation and aspiration is on this occasion. So even in our depths, it's possible to become distracted. It's okay. Just allow yourself to settle and come back. Just repeat your affirmations once more. And then trying to experience what they may manifest like in daily life. You could even visualize something you're doing tomorrow, but see yourself doing it by bringing this quality into the action. So now we're going to begin our return journey, back from our depths, back towards our surface, back towards daily life. But we're going to be going back. We take all of our qualities from our centre with us, so we're not leaving anything behind. So although it's safe and secure, maybe content and peaceful here, we can bring those qualities with us. Have a sense of drawing them up and into daily life. So again, if it helps, you can visualize a set of steps. Breathe in, breathe out, you step up, lifting all of our core qualities with us, together with our affirmations. Count 10. When we're ready, you step up once more. Count 9. Breathe in. Breathe out. 8. Seven. Moving up. 6. Feeling nourished. 5. Taking a step up. 4. Three. Feeling refreshed and clear, as if you've just washed your face in cool spring water. 2. And then finally, with all of those positive qualities from our center, you step up once more. 1. We arrive at our surface. We just sit. Just allowing qualities and achievements from our journey to be with us, to settle into everyday consciousness. Maybe dropping your affirmations in every now and again, but mainly just sitting in a state of receptivity. Just bringing this period of meditation to a close. It's really good to repeat these affirmations throughout your day, but particularly at night, just before you go to sleep. So some of the final thoughts that travel to your unconscious are of your positive affirmations. maybe just repeating those affirmations one final time in triplicate.